It's cold across much of the country, but in Florida, farmers are flying helicopters to save crops as a new cold wave hits that state. Forecasters say the temperatures will be in the teens tonight in the northern part of Florida, in the 20s in central and south Florida. That's 30 degrees colder than normal, and it's expected to stick around for a few days. Governor Charlie Crist declared a state of emergency over the weekend because of the threat of severe crop damage, which would also mean higher prices for consumers. So let's start today with Eric Hopkins. He's Vice President and Business Manager at Hundley Farms in Belglade, Florida. They grow sugarcane, green beans, sweet corn, among other crops. Eric, you're in Palm Beach County. Now, we up north think of Palm Beach and think of glitz and beaches. You say what?
Palm Beach County has all that stuff on the east side, but on the west side of Palm Beach County is one of the largest farming regions east of the Mississippi River.
We were surprised to hear the biggest producers of sweet corn. This is the corn that we actually eat as opposed to grain corn that you get out of the Midwest. So you're trying to save these crops, but why helicopters? What does that do?
Well, if you have freezing temperatures, the cold air drops down onto the plant, and at times there will be an inversion layer of warmer air up above the ground. And as the helicopters fly over the fields, they'll push that warm air down onto the plant and gets that cold air off of the plant. So you can make up several degrees sometimes, and it can be the difference in saving a crop or losing a crop.
It's amazing to us. I mean, the image. I mean, how many helicopters might you have? You're a big farm.
Well, last week we flew 6 helicopters for 2 nights in a row. We still suffered some damage, but we were able to save, you know, a good portion of our corn and green beans. But it's very costly.
Oh, well, I was going to say, how much did this cost you?
That 2-day event costs about $90,000 to fly the helicopters.
I mean, you know, 6 helicopters hovering over these fields, it's just such an image, and all this cost. And I imagine it was worth it to you because, you know, how much is this crop worth to you?
It was worth it, you know, for a week. And then we had this other cold front move in last night, and we were dipped down into the high 20s again. And we did not fly helicopters last night because the conditions were not ideal for it.
It's too windy.
It was blowing.
Yeah.
We're looking at potential very cold temperatures again tonight. So in a worst-case scenario, you spend all that money, and you still lose your crop.
And put a dollar on that if you can.
I mean, it could be over $1 million.
And in addition to the $90,000, how much have you put into that crop?
A lot of this crop is ready to be harvested, so we've already bought our seed, our fertilizers, any chemicals, all our labor, fuels, insurances. I mean, there's a hard cost involved with actually growing the crop, and then there's opportunity costs that you lose when you don't get to sell the crop. The green bean market, you know, a week or two ago was about $12, and it's up over $30 a box now.
This is the second year in a row that you've had these freezes. You know, this is, some say, climate change. Do you see farming maybe moving out of Florida?
I don't think so. I think, you know, we don't plant our largest acres this time of year. You know, our larger acres are planted in the spring. But we do have customers that we try to service year-round. You know, we supply a lot of the large grocery store chains and those type of places with their products. So we want to try and keep our product, you know, out there for the consumer as much of the year as possible.
Are we going to see the cost of our green beans go up? And what would you say to people about that?
I hope the price goes up and they're still available rather than they're all frozen and gone.
And just to underscore what people are paying for, how hard is this? How much are you and your people working?
Well, you know, on a night like last night, there's really nothing you can do. It's really in somebody bigger than me's hands, you know, to see what happens. There really was nothing you could do as a precaution. You're really at the mercy of the weather on a night like that. Tonight we'll have to make some decisions on whether we deem it necessary to fly helicopters or whether we don't think it would be worth our while.
Well, we wish you well with it. That's Eric Hopkins, Vice President and Business Manager of Hundley Farms in Belglade, Florida, fighting off the frost. Eric, thank you.
Thank you.
Let's have a quick check-in now with Wayne Mertens from Five Brothers Produce in Homestead, Florida. They're south of Miami. They've got 5,000 acres of mostly green beans, zucchini, and summer squash. It's beautiful land, and you might remember seeing it during Hurricane Andrew. Wayne is doing a complicated dance right now, spraying his crops with water to keep them warm, but also hoping the temperatures don't drop so low they freeze. Wayne, you lost everything about a year ago this time, a $2 million hit during that freeze. You had to lay off about 100 workers. Sounds like you've just gotten back on your feet when this cold snap hit.
Yes, we have. We're just getting back on our feet. In fact, the markets have just reacted to, you know, green bean market right now is $40. Yellow squash market is $25, and zucchini market is $18, right, which is all very good markets for our farm right now. And then we have to worry about possibly getting another freeze here tonight.
Yeah.
We're hoping that we don't have to go through this, where we can, you know, get these good markets and come out, you know, and make a profit this year.
Well, we just talked to Eric Hopkins, who, you know, he's deeper into the freeze than you are, and he's done just about everything that can be done. Now he says that, you know, it's just sort of in God's hands. But we know you are still trying to do things. What are you and your workers doing?
We're putting the irrigation pumps and sprinklers in the fields. We're frantically trying to pick what crops we can pick. Like last night, we're running, you know, green beans on the line here until 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Our guys out in the field are staying in the fields all night long till the next morning, watching temperatures so we can turn the water on to protect our crops.
Well, how nerve-wracking is this? You know, you're sort of at the whim of the thermometer.
Well, I mean, we went through it last year, and we've never been through 2 years in a row with, you know, back-to-back freezes. And if it happens again, this could put us put some of the farmers out of business.
Oh, you know, we were wondering that. It may be only the first time it's been 2 years in a row for a freeze for you, but we feel as if we're seeing pictures all the time from Florida of people trying to keep crops going with climate change. Are we possibly seeing, you know, the end of some winter farming in Florida?
No, not for us down here in this area here. We've normally had good conditions. You know, usually the last freeze that we had was last year, but the one before that was in 89. So it was, you know, over a 21 period that we didn't have one. It's just like during the hurricane season, you'll have these hurricanes coming by here. You get by two, and then another one's coming out there a week later. And it's almost the same thing. We just went through two frosts last week and got by, and here we are dealing with it again this week. And they're talking about even more cold weather coming in here possibly a week to 10 days from now.
Yeah. Wayne, I ask you the same thing I asked Eric. We expect we might be paying a little bit more maybe for green beans or zucchini or squash this winter. What would you say to people about that necessity?
Well, it's something that is supply and demand right now, and the weather is controlling that, you know, with this cold weather. It shortens the supply, and it's made the market go up on this. And, you know, it's not going to last a long time.
Yeah. Wayne, thank you, and best of luck to you.
Thank you very much.
Again, Wayne Mertens with Five Brothers Produce in Homestead, Florida.